这是平思乐美式英语一的第二十课。
Listen to this conversation.
陈先生到了约翰逊先生和约翰逊太太的家。
Mrs. Johnson, I'm Da Wei Chen.
Oh, Mr. Chen, I'm pleased to meet you. Come in, please.
Thank you. Is Mr. Johnson here?
Yes, he is. Charles, here's Mr. Chen.
Hello, Mr. Chen. How are you? Fine, thanks. And you?I'm fine, too, thank you.
Would you like something to drink, Mr. Chen? Some coffee or tea?
I'd like some tea, please. Listen again. Mrs. Johnson, I'm Da Wei Chen.
Oh, Mr. Chen, I'm pleased to meet you. Come in, please.
Thank you. Is Mr. Johnson here?
Yes, he is. Charles, here's Mr. Chen.
Hello, Mr. Chen. How are you? Fine, thanks. And you?I'm fine, too, thank you.
Would you like something to drink, Mr. Chen? Some coffee or tea?
I'd like some tea, please.
假设一位同事邀请你吃晚饭，他怎么问你的妻子要不要一点葡萄酒？
Does your wife want some wine?
他要不要葡萄酒？
Does she want wine? She.
简短的给一个肯定的回答。
Yes, she does. Yes, she does.
他给她倒了一点酒，她谢了谢他，然后评论说，在北京。
In Beijing. In Beijing.
葡萄酒比较贵。
Wine is more expensive.
又有一天，有人敲你的门，让敲门的人进来。
Come in.Come in, please.
那位男士进来，并自我介绍说，他是
Charles Johnson.
你们握手的时候，你应该说什么？请用他的姓来称呼他。
Pleased to meet you, Mr. Johnson. Pleased to meet you, Mr. Johnson.
现在他介绍他的妻子，你应该对他说什么？
Pleased to meet you, Mrs. Johnson. Mrs. Johnson.
现在我们学怎么称呼一位婚姻状况不明的女士。
Listen and repeat. Ms. Ms.Ms. Johnson.
这个词是女士的意思，这是有些女性喜欢用的一个现代的称呼方式。用这个称呼方式对约翰逊女士说，你好。
Hello, Ms. Johnson.
现在问她是否想要一点东西喝。
Would you like something to drink?
他说，我想要一点水。
I'd like some water. I'd like some water, please.
请注意，汉语中的劳驾、请等表达方式，在英语里都可以用
please
来表示。
Please.
一般要放在句尾。再说一次，劳驾，我想要一点水。
I'd like some water, please. Some water, please.
问你的丈夫呢？
And your husband?
他是不是也要水?
Does he want water too? He? Does he want water?
还是他想要一点茶?
Or would he like some tea?
回答,劳驾,他想要一点茶。
He'd like some tea, please. He'd like some tea, please.
说,在这儿,茶比较贵。
Here, tea is more expensive.
要是一位邻居按你的门铃,你怎么邀请他进来?
Come in. Please come in.
跟一个人初次相见时,你应该说什么?
Pleased to meet you.
现在是上午十点钟,你遇见了你的一位同事。
Carter,
先生，你怎么用他的姓跟他打招呼
？Good morning, Mr. Carter. Mr. Carter.
现在你在和一位女士说话，问她她的丈夫在哪儿
？Where's your husband?Where is he?
他回答,我不知道。
I don't know. I don't know where he is.
再说一次,我不知道他在哪儿。
I don't know where he is.
我的丈夫不在这儿。
My husband isn't here.
问这位男士，他的妻子在哪儿
？Where's your wife? Where is she?
说她在那儿。
She's over there. She's over there.
问他要不要一点东西喝
Does she want something to drink?
简短的给一个肯定的回答
Yes, she does.Yes, she does, thank you.
她想要一点咖啡。
She'd like some coffee. She'd like some coffee, please.
问你们住在哪儿?
Where do you live?Where do you live?
试着说，我们住在中国。
China. We live in China. China. In China. We live in China.
他问你们有没有任何孩子?
Listen and repeat.
Do you have any children? Children. Drun. Drun. Chill. Children. any children? Do you have any children?
Children
指不止一个孩子，再问他是否有任何孩子。
Do you have any children?
试着说有，我们有孩子。
Yes, we have children. We have children.
你怎么说？我们没有任何孩子。
We don't have any children. Any children. We don't have any children.
现在你要问他，你们有多少个孩子？多少？
Listen and repeat. How many? 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 How? How many? How many children?
再问多少个孩子？
How many children? How many children?
你已经学过一个疑问词组。
How much?
在问可数的东西时，应该用
many
这个词。这里说的是可数的孩子们。现在试着问，你们有多少个孩子？
How many children do you have? How many children do you have?
虽然现在大都是小家庭，但是在这一刻里，让我们假设你们两位都有好几个孩子。他怎么说？我们有三个孩子。
We have three children. We have three children.
两个女孩。
Listen and repeat.
Two girls. Girls. Girls.
说两个女孩。
Two girls.
问她她有多少个孩子。
How many children do you have? How many children do you have?
回答，我们有两个女孩。
We have two girls. We have two girls.
和一个男孩。
Listen and repeat.
And one boy. 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 One boy.
说我们有一个男孩。
We have one boy.
用 a 这个词试着说，我们想要一个女孩。
We'd like a girl. Girl. A girl.We'd like a girl.
请注意，当你把一作为一个具体的数字使用时，你要说
one，
而当你泛指一个时，要使用
a
这个词。在这一课里，除非另有提示，请继续使用
a
这个词。再说一次，我们想要一个女孩。
We'd like a girl.
试着说，但是我们有三个男孩。
But we have three boys. Three boys.
问多少个孩子？
How many children? How many children?
说我们有五个孩子。
We have five children. Five children.
三个男孩。
Three boys. Three boys.
和两个女孩。
And two girls.And two girls.
说那很多。
That's a lot. That's a lot.
说我们住在中国。
We live in China.
我们有一个小女孩。
Listen and repeat. We have a little girl. Little. A little girl.
你以前学
little
这个词时，它的意思是一点儿。在这里，这个词是小的意思。再说一次，我们有一个小女孩。
We have a little girl.
问你们呢?
And you?
试着回答,我们有一个小男孩。
We have a little boy. A little boy.
和一个十几岁的女孩。
Listen and repeat.
And a teenage girl. Teenage. Teenage. A teenage girl.
Teenage.
这个词来自
teen
这个词根，它指的是从十三岁到十九岁的青少年。说我们有一个十几岁的女孩。
We have a teenage girl.
现在说我们有两个孩子。
We have two children.
一个小女孩。
A little girl
和一个十几岁的男孩。
And a teenage boy.
问这位女士，她有多少个孩子？
How many children do you have?
她说，我们有三个孩子。
We have three children.
两个小女孩。
Two little girls.
和一个十几岁的男孩。
And a teenage boy.
他说，他十六。英文的字面意思是他是十六。
He's 16. He's 16.
女孩们是五岁和七岁。
Listen.
The girls are 5 and 7. The girls are 5 and 7.
现在请听并重复。
The girls are 5 and 7. Are. The girls are. The girls are. The girls are 5 and 7.
他在说特指的那些女孩，他的女儿们，所以他说
the.
再说一次，女孩们是5岁和7岁。
The girls are 5 and 7.
现在试着说，女孩5岁。
The girl is 5. The girl is 5.
请把这两种形式放在一起练习。在第一种情况里，你说的是特指的一些女孩，在第二种情况里，你说的是特指的一个女孩。
Listen and repeat. The girls are, the girl is. The girls are, the girl is.
再说一次，女孩们是5岁和7岁。
The girls are 5 and 7.
他们是5岁和7岁。
Listen and repeat.
They are 5 and 7. They are 5 and 7.
现在说，他们是2岁和4岁。
They are 2 and 4. They're 2 and 4. There.
你刚才有没有听到
they are
的简略式？这个简略式听起来像是
over there。
这个词组的第二个音。现在请继续用简略式说他们不在这儿。
They are not here. They are not here. They are not here.
请颠倒词的顺序问他们在这儿吗？
Are they here? Are they here with you?
试着回答，不，他们太小了。
No, they're too little. They're too little.
问，那是谁？
Who's that?
他说，那是我的丈夫。
That's my husband.
他问，你的妻子呢？她在哪儿？
And your wife? Where is she?
回答，她在中国。
She's in China.She's in China with the children.
再说，她在中国和孩子们在一起。
She's in China with the children. With the children.
我们住在中国。
We live in China.
问他，他有多少个孩子
？How many children do you have？
说我们有三个孩子。
We have three children.
我们有两个小男孩。
We have two little boys. We have two little boys.
和一个十几岁的女孩。
And a teenage girl.
用带着惊奇的语调问一个十几岁的女孩。
A teenage girl.
她和你们在这儿吗？
Is she here with you? Is she here with you?
用
is not
的简略式回答，不，她不在这儿。
No, she isn't here. She isn't here.
问男孩们呢？
And the boys? And the boys?
说在。他们在这儿。
Yes, they're here. Yes, they're here.
现在假设你是陈大卫，而且你住在北京，你有一个妻子和两个孩子，一个男孩和一个女孩。你的妻子和两个孩子都在中国，你在纽约的饭店里。你在等一些客人，你听到了敲门声，问是谁
？Who is it? Who is it?
是你的客人们，邀请他们进来。
Come in. Come in, please.
来客进了门。他们跟你打了招呼后，向你介绍约翰逊女士。你们握手时，你应该说什么？请用她的姓来称呼她。
Pleased to meet you, Ms. Johnson. Ms. Johnson.
我是陈大卫。
I'm Dawei Chen.I'm Dawei Chen.
约翰逊女士跟你说话时，请回答她。
You're Chinese, Mr. Chen?
Yes, I'm Chinese.
And where do you live in China?
I live in Beijing.My wife and I live in Beijing.
在回答他的下一个问题时，请用我们这个词。
Do you have any children?
Yes, we have two children. Yes, we do.
Boys or girls?
告诉他你们有一个小女孩和一个十几岁的男孩。
We have a little girl and a teenage boy.
Where are the children? Are they here with you?
No, they're in China.They're in China with my wife.
Mr. Chen, you speak English very well.
对他的夸奖表示感谢。
Thank you.
第二十课到此为止。
Pimsleur courses work most effectively when done consecutively and on a daily basis. For best results, please continue with the next unit tomorrow. This has been a presentation of Simon & Schuster Audio. Copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. Recording copyright 2010 by Simon & Schuster, Incorporated. All rights reserved.